The biggest boost went to Manitowoc and Port Washington, thanks to more than $1 million in Enterprise Development Zone tax credits given to the Manitowoc Crane Company. The money will help expand its facilities in those towns. The governor's office and the Department of Commerce say it'll create nearly 160 jobs. Part of the governor's Innovate Wisconsin initiative has been to award tax credits for businesses and communities that find ways to increase research and development and remain competitive. Manitowoc Mayor Kevin Crawford says that's what he and other planners have strived to do, with many remembering the 900 jobs that were lost when cookware maker Miro closed shop in 2003.
We've worked very hard to diversify our economy and look for more longer-term investment in our community with smaller-sized companies so we don't have the big hit like we had with Miro. Some of these challenges we'll face on a regular basis, but when you take a look at problems in the past for us, it was Miro, New Page, now in the Valley, what you end up with is an incredible opportunity for these workers to go to work for somebody else.
Meanwhile, the nearby town of Brilliant just received $247,000 in community development block grant money to help two manufacturing companies make road and sewer improvements. Lori Goss is its city administrator.
Without the grant, there was a possibility that they would have to relocate elsewhere. But with the grant and the expansion projects, it's an additional 140 permanent jobs.
Goss says commercial development has been taking off over the last 2 years, though employment and residential development have yet to see big improvements. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.